Kia ora and welcome back to Jules from NZ, the RPG A Day 2023 Takeover Episodes. Let's go! Kia ora, morena, tēnā koutou katoa. Hello and welcome back to all of you to Jules from NZ. Kei te pehe koutou, how are you all? Well, kei te tino pai. I am very good today. I'm building my way back. I have amazing friends around me, all encouraging me and supporting me. And we're just trying to do the best thing that we can with the information that we have, which is all any of us can do. I know that's very cryptic, but it's because I don't want to talk about it on here because I want to talk about RPG A Day. And B, because I can't talk about it because a lot of it's super private and stuff. But either way, I'm working on it. I'm getting there. And it's nice to be back again. I'm enjoying RPG A Day, actually. Everybody is able to podcast or stream or make cute YouTube videos and stuff. So what I have found is that I want to know other people's answers to these questions, people who usually wouldn't engage in content creation of some kind. So I've been writing the prompts down in a couple of Discords and finding out lots more about other people's journeys into RPG and just engaging in chat. And it's actually been really wholesome and awesome to find out more about everybody. And not everybody engages with every prompt, but like there's prompts that grab people's attention and they want to join in on those. And I just think that's really cool. And that's what my favorite thing about RPG A Day is that we find so much out about each other. I've been listening to a few key people. I don't have as much time in my car as I used to, and so it makes listening to podcasts hard because I can't listen to podcasts during work either, and then after work I'm gaming so hard I can't listen. So limited time, but I have been keeping up with Jason from Nerds RPG Variety Cast, Joey from Hindsightless, and Spencer from Keep Off the Borderlands. So far I've managed to keep up with the three of you, your episodes have all been really cool. Keep up the good work, fellas. You're rocking it out there. There's a couple of other people that I've downloaded to listen to but haven't yet. Like Pink Phantom, I've downloaded you, I just haven't got there yet, but I'm working on it. It's just hard when Joey keeps putting out like really long episodes about training and stuff to keep up with everything, you know? Anyway, okay, back to my RPG A Day 2023. What's up with me? Okay, so favorite character is our day 8 prompt. And I think this one was one of the easiest prompts for me. My favorite character has been, will always be, Marley Kraft, because Marley got me back into RPG. Marley rescued me through some pretty tough times, personally, while I was still figuring out who I was, through different partners, through being single and miserable for a long time, through COVID, you know, trying to make friends with people and making friends with people from our fan Discord. Marley did a lot for me personally, as you can hear, but also Marley was a bard ranger, half elf who just rocked. Like, just so much fun to play. The breadth of things I had at my disposal, the reason I went with, you know, 5 levels in rangers to get that beast companion and that sick as arrow shot, and then just being able to pick all of these cool bard spells and being able to pick and choose between what I did every session was very fun. I never felt stifled by my character. It was always something to do, something cool, something fun, and some way to help my friends and make sure that they didn't die, which was very cool. Very cool character. Love 5e. And will always. Nine, favorite dice. Okay, favorite dice. I mean, this one's tricky, right? Because I feel like it changes for me a lot. I get distracted by new shinies, and they're very fun. So let me tell you about a few of them that I have right now, for instance. I think that's the fairest way to go. I do have a particular set of dice that sit by my computer all the time. They never travel with me. They never really go anywhere, but I roll them when I'm at my PC, but we don't often roll physical dice when I'm at my computer, obviously. Usually we're using some sort of VTT, but occasionally I will roll a physical dice if I feel like a character decision isn't super clear for myself, like roll a percentile to see which way I might go, or roll a dice to keep things secret for my players. And Fate of Izen doesn't use a VTT, which, I don't know, I like in a lot of ways because it just keeps things theater of the mind, but in other ways, like, battles would be a lot easier if they remembered where they were and I didn't have to repeat it 50 million times at them. So we'll see how that goes in the future. But yeah, so this particular dice sits by my computer, and the reason for that is they're actually made of rose quartz. I spent like a lot of money on these dice, but they're so pretty, but they're so soft, right? And I'm worried about like dropping them on a floor and like breaking the dice in half because, you know, I can imagine the quartz would just shatter or break or whatever, but they're so beautiful and they're so soft and they're just so gorgeously pink. Yeah, they're lovely. I just got given a set of dice from Free RPG Day. They're like sharp-edged, really light resin dice, with this cool like gold like leaf glitter all the way through them, which is pretty sick. And then BD&D sell the most amazing range of dice. And the other day I went through and I was drunk. You should never shop for dice when you're drunk, or like always shop for dice when you're drunk, because I bought a set of dice for every single game that I've ever been in to like match it. Like as a DM too. So I have pirate ships for Ghosts of Saltmarsh and I have polar bears for Icewind Dale. Like I went ham. I bought three Beholder D20s, like a little set of D20s, which makes no sense, by the way, because Beholders run like D8s. I bought a whole, I think I bought like 12 sets of dice. I still have them in the bag because I had these big intentions to like do like a reveal unpacking thing. Yeah, we'll see if I get to that or whether I just pull out the dice and play with them. But I also had this idea that I was going to pack all the sets of dice in like little bag container type things for all of my convention games. So I would be like, cool, this is the set of dice and here is your spell cards, because I have all the spell cards now too. So like this set of dice, your spell cards, and you just get like a little container with all of your bits in it, because I thought that might be fun to go with the character sheet. It's like, cool, you get a character sheet and a container, and maybe I line, because I've bought these like contain, like it's a big box with little containers inside it. It's supposed to be for like crafting, so you can put like glitter or feathers or whatever in it, and it stores all your craft supplies and stuff, which is a very cool idea. But we were experimenting with being able to like do them for characters and stuff, and like maybe put, I'm gonna maybe put some felt in the bottom of it and they could almost use it as a roll tray as well, like to keep all their bits together. I don't know, it seems fun in my head, but we'll see how this works out in practicality, because there's also only 16 of these boxes, not 18, and I have like 18 character sheets at every level, so that's kind of annoying. But I don't know. Anyway, I'm like side ranting about stuff, but I have a lot of dice, I think is the main takeaway here, and I do rotate the use of them. So favorite, I guess, would be the rose quartz, but I don't know. I use them all differently all the time. I have a big giant D20 with a goblin inside of it. I have the Laurel Silverhand dice set with all of the dice, including two big monster D20s. And I use that one quite a lot too. I don't know. Favorite dice? I can't decide, man. I'm a dice goblin. Okay. Favorite tie-in fiction. So, I don't really have one. I guess I don't really have one. I guess maybe Tales of Equestria? It's not fiction, but like My Little Pony, you know? I guess that would be it. Because I was thinking about like all the, I know, superhero games and all the, Western stuff and all the games that have been made on movies, like The Witcher game and, or like TV series, I mean, or books or whatever. I just don't, I haven't even played any of them, so I can't call any of them my favorite. I literally haven't played anything that's tied into like another franchise other than My Little Pony ties into Tales of Equestria. So I guess that's what I'm going with. Okay, yeah, decided. Weirdest game you've played? Weirdest game. I think, although it's a game that I love, like love playing, I think Monster Hearts would probably be the weirdest game that I've played. There's not many games that make you have like six strings on each other, and you playing as like horny teenage monsters, like it's a weird concept, I guess, but I love it. Like, so it's weird, but sure, but like, love. Weirdest game that I've never played, and that I want to because I have it and I'd love to get it to the table is Maid, where you literally play maids in your master's like household, trying to keep the forces of evil and weirdness at bay. yeah, but also vie for your master's attention and make sure that you're his favorite maid. That game sounds great. But honestly, I've never played it. I've just talked about it a bunch and read it a million times. So can't really claim that one either. Yeah, I guess it would have to be Monster Hearts. Is the weirdest game I've played. But so cool. And if you haven't played it yet, definitely play it. And Joey is my favorite DM for that forever and always and all time. And if you want to learn about how it's played and listen to some really good examples of it, then go to the Wheel of Word podcast where they did some side like mini adventures where they didn't play Pathfinder. They played Monster Hearts and they're great listening. Super good. Go listen. Okay, old game you still play. Old game I still play. I mean, that would be Pathfinder 1A, right? It's like the oldest game that I'm playing currently. We're playing through Wrath of the Righteous, which, as I understand, that adventure isn't that old, but Pathfinder is still probably one of the oldest games I'm still playing. I mean, if you want to say like D&D, but everybody knows I'm not playing old D&D. I'm playing 5e, so that isn't that old grand scheme, I guess. Yeah. Did I tell you guys I picked up a blue box of AD&D and I now have the player's handbook for AD&D too? Not picked it up, like somebody gave it to me. It was really cool. Yeah, having the like original, I don't think it's got everything in it, frankly. And it's also got a couple of like dungeon magazines from back in the day, which are epic reading as well, because they really put you in the mindset of what role-playing games was like back then. And some of the problems are still the same. Scheduling is still the enemy. Yeah, old game I still play, probably Pathfinder. Okay, 13. Most memorable character demise. I mean, here's the thing, not a lot of my characters have died, and I haven't killed that many characters either. like if you wanted to pitch it from the other side, killing somebody else, maybe. I don't remember. I can tell you about a cheat one. Marley Kraft died. She just got brought back, but she died, and it was really sudden, like a huge hit. And even though I knew it was a game, and even though I knew that we had a cleric in the party, and the cleric was going to go in a couple of turns, and in theory could revivify me and get me right back up, like not a problem. Not revivify. Yeah. Anyway, the spell that puts you back on your feet, like with a diamond cost, and just gets you back. I knew that that was probably going to happen. It hit me so hard being dead, like my character being dead and gone, and relying completely on somebody else to save me, which is like had never happened to that point. I cried, I sobbed, and we were on live like recording, and I was just there in the corner, just crying like so hard. And it took a while for me to kind of calm down. I had to like leave my desk, and like apparently they could still hear me through my microphone, like just absolutely like ripping my heart out. And then I came back and I was like, okay, sorry. And they were like, no, it's okay. But yeah, it's a particularly memorable demise for me, not because necessarily I remember how Marley died. I do know that we were fighting some big ass creature that we'd been like not even cha like not even supposed to be. It was like a side creature to like the thing we actually were going after. Isn't that always the way? You die to the unimportant thing. But it was because the death hit me so hard just out of nowhere that I just bawled my actual eyes out. That's the reason it's memorable to me. I don't know that I would ever do that again. Like, I don't know that I would ever be so connected and so shocked by a character death like that. I think, your first character is your first love. Like, if you've had an amazing DM and told an amazing story and built this incredible character that you've played, and she was like level 17, 18, something like that. Like, get really high. The sort of height you don't expect to die, And yeah, boom. See you later. Crazy to me. And okay, day 14, our last prompt for this week, favorite convention purchase. I am a shocker for buying things at conventions, and I was just like running through my brain being like, but I have so many purchases, how will I ever remember them? Like, by what convention is, well, what is convention, what is shop, what is just me buying it on the internet because it made me feel happy. I was really struggling until I remembered a very favorite thing that I pull out all the time for my players when their dice just aren't behaving well. It's my dice jail. It's the cutest little thing. It's got like a little like someone's been in the dice jail, like marking the days. It's got a little like tally on the bottom of it, and the actual bottom, like you flip it upside down, it has for dice correction, like a big old stamp on it. And it's very cute and very fun. On the top of it, like all around the hole, that because the dice go in the top. There's a mesh, like metal bars, but like two wooden pieces, one flat, like solid, and one with a big hole cut out of it at the top. And the top just says all around the hole. They know what they did. And so every now and then when people are just like cursing their dice, I just put the dice jail in front of them and I point, and they're like, yeah, they do know what they did, and they put their dice in there, and everybody just kind of yells at them and tells them to behave. It's kind of great. It's very fun. It's like it's almost adding nothing to the game, but it adds heaps to the game. It's all those little kind of fun touches where you connect with your players and you bring you know, like the side fun to the game. You could be having like the most serious game ever, but you know, you pull out a dice jail and everybody yells and laughs about it, and it's fun and sort of releases some of that. I don't really like games that are super high in tension the whole way through, so you get to the end and you feel exhausted and stressed. That's not fun for me. So, like, I love serious and tension games, but you've got to give me places to release or I'm going to end up being a silly goof, like, trying to release the tension. So having a space that, like, you know, having a thing that releases off to the side, or being having able to have moments that you release the pressure on yourself, like personally, so you can get up and, you know, do something in between, makes me a better serious player, honestly. But otherwise, I'm just going to be a goof because I get too stressed. Yeah. Okay. So that is RPG a day, week 2, 2023. Go me. I'm so proud of me. I did the thing. Okay. So what else do I need to do? Oh, I need to say thank you to my gems who are still with me. Now, I know that this has changed a little bit recently. Like, I think I've had someone leave and someone maybe edit pledges and things like that. I can't remember though, so I'm just going to keep saying this list until I actually go back and check, because you still have supported me and you're amazing for doing so. So Jason, Barry, Liren, Ezekiel, Violet, Joey, Samsara, Carl, and BJ, thanks very much for your support in whatever form it's coming. I really enjoy it. I would usually say, if you're enjoying listening to Jules from NZ, give the show a review on the platform of your choice. But I'm assuming it's only the usuals listening right now. So thank you for continuing to listen. And I hope that you're enjoying RPG A Day, where I get rambly and just record in one take, like guerrilla podcasting, sitting in my car, talking at my phone, and my peas are probably popping all over the place. And I apologize for that, but this is what we got right now. And I just wanted to play. I wanted to play. So this is me playing. All right. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. You have yourself a lovely day. Or kia pai to kotora. Have a nice day in Māori. And in the meantime, ino hora, ka kite ana, aroha nui, goodbye. See you again soon, and love you loads. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Bye.